Stoughton. A craft and trade show was held at Stoughton Central School on November 26 by the school community council. This was the first one held since 2019 due to the COVID-19 restrictions in place. Kendra Gibson, a member of the SCC, said they had 24 vendors having a wide range of homemade crafts, all for the Christmas season. Vendors were mostly locals coming from Estevan, Carlisle, Corning and area. Three companies donated raffle prizes and vendors each supplied a small item to create a large basket of gifts. The soup kitchen had a wide range of homemade soups, which were made and donated to the kitchen along with homemade buns. All the proceeds from the luncheon will go directly to the breakfast program at the school. The craft show ran from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and approximately 150 people came through the doors. Each vendor carefully placed their items to create a festive-looking display. Among the items available were sewn blankets, quilted runners, crocheted items, macrame, wreaths, framed wall hangings, photography, artwork and baking. Girl Guide cookies were available, along with Mary Kay Cosmetics, Tupperware, Young Living Oils, Norwex and Scentsy. Reclaimed jewelry, painted electrical covers and handcrafted mugs, rings made from pennies, candles, bath booms, and snacks or canning were also available. There was a vast range for everyone. Tickets were sold for a quilt made by the Stoughton Crossroads Quilt and Taylor Park Estates also had a booth. According to Gibson, it was a fantastic day. They raised over $500 for the breakfast program and $1,200 for other school needs. This event is to be held again on November 26, 2023. Gibson said, "We appreciate all the vendors, donations and patrons that came and supported the school."